Today's digest for Friday, June 19, 2026, 9 stories today, covering active exploits, AI funding, data breaches, and a cybercrime crackdown. We open with an urgent Splunk vulnerability, move through fresh fundraising and a notable developer launch, and close with the hard numbers behind organized online fraud. Here's the rundown. First, an urgent one for anyone running Splunk. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has added a critical, unauthenticated remote code execution flaw in Splunk Enterprise to its catalog of known exploited vulnerabilities, confirming the bug is already under active attack in the wild. The weakness lives in an internal database service that shipped without proper authentication, and it lets an attacker run code on the server outright. Splunk pushed fixes on June 10th, and the recommended move is to upgrade to the patched releases right away or disable that database component if you cannot patch immediately. Federal civilian agencies were ordered to remediate by June 21st, which tells you how seriously the government is treating this. Splunk often sits at the heart of a security team's monitoring stack, so a full compromise here could expose stored credentials in the very logs defenders rely on. Next up, a big bet on machines that understand the physical world. A startup called General Intuition is in talks to raise $300 million at a valuation of around $2 billion, with backers reported to include Jeff Bezos, Eric Schmidt, Khosla Ventures, and General Catalyst. The company spun out of Metal, a gaming clip platform, just 8 months ago, and its edge is data. It trains so-called world models on roughly 2 billion gameplay videos a year, captured from 10 million monthly users, teaching AI systems spatial and temporal reasoning, essentially how to perceive and act inside a moving environment. That first-person interactive footage is something rivals like Runway and World Lab simply do not have. Notably, the team says it wants to build agents rather than sell raw models, and it is planning a product launch by early fall. Moving on to a major breach in Texas. The state's Parks and Wildlife Department disclosed that hackers stole personal information belonging to more than 3 million people. The haul is unusually sensitive, including driver's license details, passport numbers, email addresses, phone numbers, and home addresses. The department traced the intrusion to a third-party vendor that handles hunting and fishing license sales, though it has not named that vendor or said whether a ransom was demanded. State cybersecurity staff only recently detected the incident, and officials posted a notice without much further comment. With more than 3 million residents affected, this ranks among the largest breaches to hit Texas this year, and it is another reminder that the weakest link is often a contractor several steps removed from the agency people actually trust with their data. Also today, a notable release for developers from Simon Willison. He has launched a plugin called Dataset Apps, which lets you host small, self-contained web applications directly inside Dataset, his tool for exploring and publishing data. Each app runs inside a sandboxed frame and talks to the underlying database through read-only queries, plus a controlled set of write operations, all using JavaScript in the browser. The sandboxing is the clever part. Apps cannot read your cookies or reach out to arbitrary servers, which blocks the obvious data theft paths, even if an app's code turns out to be malicious. The pattern pairs a real, relational database with a flexible front end, and Willison notes that a language model can generate a working app from little more than a database schema. Interestingly, Claude Fable 5 flagged a permission escalation bug during development that shaped the final security model. Next, a win for law enforcement. An international effort called Operation Endgame has struck again, this time dismantling Sock Golish, one of the most prolific malware delivery networks around. Sock Golish worked by hijacking compromised websites to push fake software updates onto visitors, giving criminals an initial foothold they could resell for ransomware and other attacks. In this phase, authorities disrupted more than 100 servers and domains, cleaned up nearly 15,000 hacked websites, and recovered a trove of stolen data, more than 500,000 previously unknown passwords and roughly 154,000 email addresses, all now handed to the Have I Been Pwned service. Europol and Eurojust coordinated the effort. Taking down distribution infrastructure like this hits the criminal economy where it hurts, since so many downstream attacks begin with this kind of foothold. Moving on to startup land. Y Combinator held its spring demo day, and venture investors flagged a batch heavy on defense technology, robotics, AI infrastructure, and developer tools. The headline name was a counter-drone startup called Nine Mothers, which has already booked more than $1.5 million in sales, with a possible $35 million contract on the table, and investors floated a valuation north of $200 million, among the most valuable in Y Combinator's history. Other standouts included Ploy, from a former Webflow executive, which automates marketing pages and campaigns, and raised a $27 million seed, plus a pair of AI agent startups, Sazabi and Tasklet, that plug into tools like Slack and Google Drive to do real work from plain language instructions. At least two companies in the batch carried valuations above $175 million. Next up, consolidation in the security industry. The consulting giant Accenture is making a roughly $4.1 billion push into operational technology security, the systems that run factories, utilities, and other critical infrastructure. It is taking a majority stake in Dragos, a well-known industrial threat detection firm valued at $3.25 billion, and fully buying two others, RunZero, founded by Metasploit creator H.D. Moore for asset discovery, and NetRise, which analyzes firmware and software supply chains. Together, those three are projected to bring in around $208 million in annual recurring revenue, up 53% from a year ago, and the deals should close over August and September. The move echoes ServiceNow's even larger Armis deal, and it signals that the big players now see securing industrial systems as a market worth billions. Also today, a sobering measure of the scale of online fraud. A new Interpol assessment of cyber threats across Asia and the South Pacific estimates that organized scam compounds in the region now generate around $40 billion a year. In more than half of the jurisdictions surveyed, cybercrime now accounts for over 30% of all recorded crime. The report describes industrial-scale fraud operations, many tied to human trafficking and forced labor, running investment, romance, and other scams out of compounds across Southeast Asia. It also tracked more than 135,000 ransomware attacks in a single year, and a six-fold jump in chatter about deepfakes, including one case where an employee was tricked into wiring $25 million after a fake video call, with people posing as company executives. Smaller island nations with fewer defenses are increasingly the target. Finally, a patch worth noting if you run containers. The Containered Project, the runtime that quietly powers a huge share of Kubernetes clusters, has shipped fixes for five separate vulnerabilities, three of them rated critical. The most serious one lets someone who can already create workloads slip a malicious image into a machine's local cache so that other workloads on the same node end up running attacker-controlled code under their own privileges, a classic privilege escalation and lateral movement risk inside a cluster. Fixes are available in the latest Containered releases, and the maintainers are urging operators to update promptly. Because Containered sits so far down the stack, a flaw here touches an enormous amount of cloud infrastructure at once, and it is a kind of unglamorous dependency that rarely makes headlines until something goes wrong. That's the rundown for June 19th. A critical Splunk bug under active attack, fresh money flowing into AI and startups, more big names hit by data breaches, and a hard look at the economics of online fraud. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow with the next digest.